Here's check on stories we're following for you today on Robinhood Radio. The power update as of 5 a.m. this morning. Eversource customers in Connecticut without power. In Falls Village, 49%. Cornwall, 99%. Kent, 86%. New Milford, 39%. Norfolk, 98.57%. North Canaan, 34%. Salisbury, 40%. Sharon, 82%. And Torrington, 26%. Central Hudson's outage summary in Columbia, 172 businesses or homes without power. In Dutchess County, 6,486. In Greene County, 65. And in Ulster County, 217. NYSEG in New York by county, 9,322 without power in Dutchess and 16 without power in Ulster County. A report from the National Grid in Berkshire County said this as of 5 a.m. While thousands of National Grid employees and contractors have made progress in the past 48 hours, since service was interrupted to 381,000 of our customers, there still is a small percentage of outages that will continue to be worked on through Friday. We know the inconveniences that power outages cause, and we're continuing to work as quickly as possible while keeping safety a number one priority. Restoration times will be refined if you check on their website. But we do have some information on ways you can get your cell phones charged and also get some bottled water. Numerous charging stations are available at the Norfolk Town Hall for those that need to charge their phones, flashlights, computers, and more. There are six different locations that outlets are available at, include both front entrances at the base of both lampposts and the parking lot at the base of the flagpole, and the charging station for vehicles is in the rear of Town Hall. That has outlets as well. Bring a power strip to make things easier. Please adhere to social distancing rules. Sharon Fire Department this week has been open and have a charging station if you needed to recharge your portable electric. And also, the Amenia Town Hall has had a charging station in the foyer. They also have been handing out bottled water this week. A story that broke earlier this week, faced with 40% drop in revenue this summer due to the COVID-19 pandemic and the annual winter slowdown, which is coming up, Toymakers Cafe in Falls Village has decided they will serve their last waffles and banger platters on Labor Day. The closure of the cafe Monday, September 7th, will rock all the people that stop by, especially motorcyclists that stop by. Riders use that as a waypoint. The British Theme Eatery has been a regular gathering spot during its 18 years of existence. In Cornwall, planning for future housing alternatives took a step ahead about a week ago as the Board of Selectmen announced their regular meeting that the town's been awarded a state housing grant. That $10,000 grant will cover the cost of interactive processes that look at all the housing options. First Selectman Gordon Ridgway said the timing was good because, quote, the Planning and Zoning Commission is currently reviewing its regulations, end quote, following the completion of the town plan of conservation and development, which forms the basis of those regulations. He noted that Cornwall was the first town in the region to come up with the concept of accessory apartments as a housing option. Pine Plains Fire Company is looking for a voter support. On August 11th, Pine Plains voters can cast their ballots in a special election to authorize the Pine Plains Fire Company to issue $275,000 in bonds to finance the cost of purchasing a new pumper. The Pine Plains Fire Chief Brian Walsh said the fire department includes a new piece of apparatus in its budget every 5 years, totaling a maximum estimated cost of $375,000. The department is currently looking to purchase a 2021 Class A pumper to replace its older pumper. Considering the issues with the department's current pumper, Walsh said this one is a piece of equipment that has given us the most trouble, adding the department has spent a lot of money in repairs. Over the next few weekends, community members and travelers passing through the region can find themselves looking at a new installation in the hamlet of Wassaic, QZ Stand, a pop-up newsstand featuring almost 30 independent publications centered on food, art, wine, culture, and other topics. It personifies the latest projects from 10 Mile Table, a local group driven by desire to celebrate the intersection of food, art, and culture up and down 10 Mile River, according to its website, 10miletable.com. It's presented in partnership with the Lantern and the Wassaic Project. 10 Mile Table aspires to highlight and nurture the area's voices and viewpoints through events such as community meals, pop-ups, performances, and collaboration. 7 weeks of youthful creativity in Ulster, Dutchess, Columbia, and Greene counties will come to fruition on Monday, August 10th at 7 p.m. at a 4-H Zoom final showcase webinar. The evening will be a culmination of virtual work by 13 students aged 9 through 13, all of which was planned and supervised by 3 student interns from Cornell University working remotely from their homes in New York City, Connecticut, and Pennsylvania. The evening will be a culmination of that work. According to 4-H team leader for Columbia and Greene counties, Linda Tripp, the virtual program focuses on stories about what life was like in rural counties as the participants learned about techniques of storytelling and methods for engaging with their communities. For the Zoom showcase, the presenters chose different methods of sharing their stories. The Connecticut Siding Council has continued the hearing on the 154-foot-tall AT&T cell phone tower. That'll be happening on August 11th. Members of the public can listen in but not make comments. For more information on this and the other documents, meetings, and hearings regarding that cell tower, Kent website at townofkent.org. Using the docket number provided there, you can follow the links to the State Siding Council website. Sharon Park and Recreation will hold its annual Sharon Sprint Triathlon August 8th at the Town Beach. The event kicks off at 8 a.m. with a half-mile swim, 12-mile bike ride, and 4-mile run. With triathletes pining to participate, they really look forward to a big field for the event. According to Matt Meddy, COVID-19 protocols will be followed, including no guests, masks must be worn before and after limited refreshments, and self-medal awarding. The Road to Women's Suffrage in Sharon, a new exhibition at the Sharon Historical Society and Museum, will open up on Saturday and remain on view through November 28th. The exhibition documents the combined efforts of women and men from cities and small towns like Sharon across the state of Connecticut. The exhibition brings together photographs, artifacts, and archival documents from collections across Connecticut, illustrating the stories of suffrage movement in Connecticut's Litchfield County. Coming up on the 8th at 5 o'clock in Cornwall, there'll be a discussion on COVID and college that is scheduled for the library. The Sharon Ambulance Squad will be doing a drive-style pickup pancake breakfast for the firehouse on Sunday. They love seeing everybody in town, so they invite you to stop by and pick up some breakfast. $7, you get a to-go breakfast of pancakes, French toast, eggs, potatoes, bacon, and sausage. Now, they can't do special orders. If possible, please pre-order by calling Bexy at 860-364-0663. They're asking you to wear a mask, pick up your food, and socially distance while waiting. Cash or credit cards are available to be used. If it's hot outside, please be patient as they run up and down the stairs to get your meal for you. Bring some water to drink and stay hydrated, or consider buying a tote bag for $5 to carry your breakfast home. Above all else, know that they're grateful for your continued support. Eversource reported power had been restored to 332,000 customers through 11:30 on Thursday, while about 533,000 more remain without power. Meanwhile, Governor Ned Lamont has met with Eversource executives, and after that meeting, he announced he's requesting the Connecticut Public Utilities Regulatory Authority to conduct an investigation of the state's utility companies, including Eversource and United Illuminating, amid widespread outages. Quote, I want them to feel the sense of urgency that we felt when there's an outage. I want to make sure we put every person we can to the table to make sure we're taking care of them. I don't want excuses. We're going to do some assessment. We have to figure things out over the next few days. Columbia County has been included in that state of emergency declaration issued by Governor Cuomo in the wake of the tropical storm. The state of emergency makes local governments eligible for additional cleanup and operational support in the wake of the storm. Additional counties locally included Dutchess County in New York and Westchester County as well. A Greene County public defender has been arrested and charged with 2 felony in relation to alleged assault, according to state police. Anthony Pastel, 36, of Catskill, was arrested by state police following an investigation into a serious assault that occurred in the village of Athens. The victim, who was not identified, was transported by Catskill ambulance to Albany Medical Center in stable condition with serious injuries, according to state police. Pastel was charged with second-degree assault and second-degree strangulation, both Class D felonies, endangering the welfare of a child, a Class A misdemeanor, and driving while intoxicated, an unclassified misdemeanor. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlake and interlakenin.com and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average will start off the day today at 27,386.98. The NASDAQ starts off today at 11,108.07 and the S&P 500 at 3349.18. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.